PFT Media.
Celebrating another celebrity getting busted with a sex offending charge. It is the devil's in the details, everybody. Pedro Lima, Dan Perella, Chris Crespedisa on the ones, and several other microphones that he has to manage, 2, 3, and 4. And joining us before he departs to his new home in some place in Pennsylvania.
The line forms to the left, ladies.
The coldness. He's leaving Florida.
Right. Good for him.
It's going to be him, Big Bird, Elmo.
Uh-huh.
The new Oscar the Grouch. Ryan, number one, everybody.
Thank you.
Live studio audience.
Yes, thank you. Good answer.
The celebrity that knew sexual assault allegations, was that Mariah Carey?
Yeah, can you believe it?
Uh-huh. I couldn't.
Who would have thought it? It's been...
Harass me anytime. Anytime.
Yeah.
She slurred her way to Nick Cannon. He was only 12.
Mm-hmm.
That's how she trapped him.
Jeremy Piven's now on that list.
Yeah, Jeremy Piven's made the list.
Hey, only 3 allegations.
Right.
Only 3.
Only... Yeah, at one point... Okay, so it's going to get to the point that... I listen. 3, we're not going to even look at it anymore.
It's like a shooter, like a mass shooter. 7? Is that really a mass shooting anymore?
Yeah. Yeah. Yo.
Yo.
Yo, it's getting to the point. What's the record? The record, Las Vegas has
still
the record
Vegas,
now?
What is it, 64? Something like that?
Vegas has the record. Orlando had it for a little bit.
Yeah. Orlando's number 2. Columbine has fallen off the
yeah,
list of
the
top
10. Yeah, what up, man? Columbine. You and my dog.
Yeah.
What happened?
They fell off the top 10 list.
Man, Trenchcoat Mafia.
It wasn't the Trenchcoat Mafia.
What?
This blew my mind. So apparently, Dylan Claypool.
Here comes the Columbine defender.
Yeah, no. So the two guys that did the whole thing.
It wasn't them.
They were in Trenchcoat Mafia. Trenchcoat Mafia was like a group of kids in school that were picked on by everyone, and they were like the goth kids, or they just hung out by themselves. These two dudes just happened to wear trench coats because that was the best way to conceal their weapons.
Oh,
and they got
they totally took the
So now this group that was bullied then got double bullied.
Ruined my luck.
They're like, hey, they're giving us a bad name.
Yeah. They killed the name.
Oh, man.
I went to school with a kid.
It's like for a trench coat mafia to make
I had a few of them that were wearing trench coats in middle school before it happened.
I did.
I knew
you
kids.
Have one? Did you wear it?
It was like a navy raincoat. Yeah. Like
I knew kids were wearing trench coats after it happened. They're like, I don't care.
Yeah.
That happened. For us, it happened like 800,000 miles away. Like, we're obviously not.
Still, what are you doing wearing a trench coat in Florida?
And it wasn't them. Shout out to the Trenchcoat Mafia.
I saw a shout out.
Oh, well, we're sorry, Trenchcoat Mafia.
The OG Trenchcoat Mafia.
We're a little late, all right? About 21 years late.
Bring it
sorry.
Back. Bring it back.
Hopefully you're doing well.
You know what? I'm going to send my daughter into her middle school in a trench coat.
I would not trust your daughter bringing it back. With a trench coat.
I encourage your parents.
I would not trust that.
Give your kids a trench coat, and let's stop the fear. Just, you know, the hoodie doesn't make you a thug, and a trench coat doesn't make you a mass murdering high school killer.
Right.
Right?
And tiki torches don't make you a Nazi.
Well, no, it does.
Oh, okay. But I just bought some.
No.
The mosquitoes are really bad.
You can't combo it with the khaki pants.
Okay, yeah, I'm good with that. Thing. Nah, it's just the screen's still damaged, you know, from the hurricane.
And don't wear a polo when you're setting up that patio. You know? Like, shit.
I'm going to check see if there's a Tiki Torch app. There's got to be, right?
That gives the citronella burst.
I'm going to check right now.
Tiki Torch app.
Remember when the iPhone first came out, there was apps for everything? There was
you were like, hey, look, it's a DJ board. I'm like, Pedro.
Oh, look, it's a coin flip app.
Look what I've got.
It's the Vuvuzela one. Remember the Vuvuzela one?
Yeah.
Okay, Tiki Torch app. Let's see.
There's a Zippo app that had the
flame.
When you turned it, like the flame stayed straight up.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
There's a Tiki Torch.
Of course there is.
No. It's Tiki Torch Casino slot machine.
Okay, my bad.
But it doesn't have anything Nazi-ish.
No.
You get three Richard Spencers at jackpot.
Apple's so uptight.
So, Tiki-Taka.
Tiki-Taka?
They don't like socialism.
Apple doesn't
National
like socialism.
National socialism or any type of socialism.
No, they just, yeah.
Isms, in my opinion, are not good. Crespo? What is that a line from?
Isms, in my opinion, are not good.
Ferris, the movie.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Classic.
Isms are rough. Yeah. Isms are rough.
Isms, in my opinion, are not good.
But Ferris Bueller also embraces capitalism very wholeheartedly.
So. Yes, he does. He's a rascal. He's a little scamp.
No, I mean the movie in general, but Ferris Bueller himself as well, yes.
Very accurate. It was in the 80s. Of course, it embraced capitalism.
100%.
This is a different time.
Simpler times.
All right.
Coke 80s was the best for movies, though.
John
Hughes, are you kidding me?
You had to escape the Reagan era. Of course you needed movies to be good.
I'm a 70s fan where Nixon paranoia was killing everyone. American Malaise was giving us some great art there.
But what are the examples of that?
Oh, man, I'll just hit you with one director. You got The Godfather's Parts 1 and 2, Apocalypse Now, The Conversation.
Never heard of him.
And, what was
the wine guy. Movie.
The
guy that does the wine.
He did
movies?
Serpico, Dog Day Afternoon, just Sitting on May. Just two filmmakers right there. Yeah. Just killing it.
The 70s were considered the golden age of film.
Woody Allen.
Yeah. I do love the 70s.
No, it's a great period.
How come Woody Allen?
Woody
Allen gets, he's unscathed on this thing, banging his daughter.
She's foreign. He is so close to falling through the ice.
I just don't feel like I should be making a comment at this point.
Woody Allen's here, hey.
You know what happened?
Woody, what's up with what's up with Ronan Farrow, right? All this stuff.
Louis C.K.'s over there.
Here's the beauty of that impression. Every impression that Dan does, that person dies within a year.
That's a good one.
It happens.
Oh, yeah.
It happens. We were hitting a strong stride with Macho Man movie review.
Oh, yeah.
Macho Man, David Bowie.
I don't think so. Woody's solid. He's a spry 89-year-old.
He's so going.
I was looking at a list of celebrities that are still alive.
And then, of course, there's the Highlander, who's going to turn 101 next month. Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Douglas, the new Highlander.
He's going to be 101.
His wife is
98.
Shut up.
Wow. That's what keeps it going, man.
Wait. Michael Douglas' mom is 98?
Yeah.
Oh, did he still marry to the same chick?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
That
Jewish love.
Strong show.
Yeah. That's nice. He's still kicking.
Is she Asian?
Yeah, is she Asian?
she's another Jew.
She's not a Jew.
No, another Jew. She's two Jews. He keeps soul stealing, and that's how he keeps living longer.
I didn't know Carol Channing was still alive.
Carol Channing is still alive, and
obviously Betty White is still alive.
Is Zsa Zsa still alive?
No, Zsa Zsa's dead.
Did she just die? Because she's been...
Shasha's dead.
I don't know. So. I think Zsa Zsa's still alive, or she just recently died.
Zsa Zsa died.
Ava died.
No, Zsa Zsa died.
Ava died. Zsa Zsa, I was either his. If she died, she died recently.
Recently, yeah.
Very recently.
How recent? If it's less than a week, I'd hit it.
She died December 18, 2016.
2016, okay, yeah.
Very recently. Yeah. Oh, there's a lot going down. December, okay, that's a lot.
December's the one month it gets claimed. December.
That was a tough month.
It took Peter O'Toole.
That was
a rough one. The fall, man. The fall and the winter take a lot of them.
It's a cold.
October kills a lot of people. Yeah.
Peter and Tool in the same name.
Yes.
Peter
O'Toole.
That's it, everyone. The show's over. Have a good
night, everyone.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah. So it's Thanksgiving, everybody. Looking forward to spending time with your family.
Yes. And by that, I mean... we're having Thanksgiving with friends. If my family wants to join, they are allowed to.
Oh, okay.
Yes. All right.
You gave them the green light to visit.
It's one of those nice things that I found out when you have the house and kids, you can stand your ground on holidays. Like, I'm having it here.
Oh, because you got the kids.
You can come if you want.
Yeah.
And then, it's amazing. You draw the line in the sand, you threaten no visitation of the grandkids, and they follow suit.
They come out.
They come out now.
Wow.
They come to me. And it's very nice.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Ryan, this is
Yes.
Your Thanksgiving's going to be spent with Elmo and...
I don't know what's going
AIDS,
on.
The AIDS puppet from...
I think is, that my wife, is that AIDS puppet from the Sesame what Street is, thing? What is still...
No, oh, autistic.
One,
autistic.
Oh, no, they got they had an one. AIDS one too,
dude. So I was up there. I was up at Sesame Place, and we went backstage into the dressing room, which I thought might have been a little bit inappropriate.
Yeah.
But and we so these girls are getting dressed up to you know to go out as characters in the park.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
And she was talking about I'm gonna be this autistic puppet, and I have to do these things now, like to sort of mimic. Not mimic, but like act like a. I guess act and mimic is the same thing. As an autistic, you know, character, like I have to shy away. I can't, you know, like
be embrace autistic.
Yeah, embracing, you know, the people. I have to kind of shy away.
Who the fuck are you talking to? Daniel Day Lewis?
It was sorry. A 16-year-old girl with gauged earrings and. You know, and
I gotta get method acting. I gotta see.
So she has to like pretend to not read emotions.
Did she? Yeah, did she mess up? Was she doing the Rain Man autistic kind of thing? And Wapner.
I don't know.
Was she doing
22 that? Kids. 22 kids.
I don't know. That character is so new in Sesame Street. You know, I mean, the character was just like introduced in the summer, I think.
But there was an AIDS puppet. There's an AIDS one that they introduced. I swear to
that was on Chappelle's show.
I don't know if there was an AIDS puppet.
Sesame. Yeah. I think no, there is.
Sesame well, Street at least we, know there's going to be cookies at your Thanksgiving with Sesame Place, obviously.
It's called Cammy.
Cammy the AIDS puppet.
Yes. The idea was considered crucial for the area where AIDS is an epidemic. The
which is where?
The introduction of an HIV-infected Muppet on Sesame Street.
Jesus.
That's a weird way to put it.
An HIV-infected Muppet.
It's the streets. You guys don't know how hard the streets
the
are.
The next time you go on stage... I want them to introduce you as the HIV-infected Muppet.
Ladies and gentlemen, the HIV-infected Muppet.
You may have seen his work as the HIV-infected Muppet on Sesame Street, South Africa.
Do some wrestling cosplay as Cammy, the HIV-infected Muppet.
The introduction of an HIV-infected Muppet on Sesame Street is problematic because HIV is spread primarily by homosexuals. And bisexuals in the United States, it is likely that an HIV-infected Muppet will be used to teach tolerance and acceptance of homosexuals to the preschool Sesame Street audience.
Well, what are you reading this
in
from?
In fact, this would be another propaganda by the tool to normalize homosexuality in our culture.
What the hell are you reading?
I am really glad.
This is the Traditionals Value Coalition.
Is this the InfoWars wiki? I mean, where are you reading seriously? This from?
This is a statement from the Traditional Values Coalition against the Muppet. So it was introduced.
That sounds
because
so
you know how every
fake.
Country
it can't be true
has every country has it. It's the South African version of Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So every you know how every country has you know and I think Mexico has their Sesame Street instead of Big Bird being the yellow one, it's like a parrot,
right? Right. Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Plaza Sesamo. I don't know. Do you guys know about you should know. You
I should.
Mm-hmm.
You will.
I know the Italian Sesame Street is very very interesting.
Hi,
yeah.
What characters
they
do? They, have?
They do an episode where you can only put your hands down there at certain times. You know, they have to teach young Italian men that. Yeah. It's a very good program. All the Muppets have feathers in their hats, you know. It's just big plumes everywhere.
The count is exactly the same though.
He's the prime minister.
He's the king of Sesame Street.
It's just more greasy hair.
They all look the same.
The Cookie Monster is just black.
The cannoli monster.
The cannoli.
Cannolis are delicious.
Cannoli C is for cannoli. Yo, yeah.
No.
China must have one. Japan probably. I want. Yeah, dude, that's crazy. That has to be. Please inform us of more Sesame Street things as you learn on your your voyage.
I do know that Elmo is still the most popular
which
know, character.
Is amazing because the guy got popped off.
Hey man,
for spacing, right?
He
for
was spacing. Thank you. Let's call it that now.
For spacing. He was for spacing. He was sexual harassment before it became in vogue.
Yeah but you know why he didn't get credit? Because he was black.
That's
but
right.
Then,
yeah,
but then
yeah,
you let the white guy do it, and all of a sudden it's a thing.
Just that double standard.
Yeah,
I know. Mm-hmm. We need to work on that.
Yeah,
plus as a society.
Elmo didn't do the molestering. It was the guy whose hand was up Elmo's butt.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And it's the guy that introduced kind of like the voice of Elmo. Well, that's made true, Elmo kind of...
Yeah, but Elmo then can be separated from the dude in some way. We're on our third Kermit now? Come on.
Yeah, but the voice kind of stays the same, right?
Yeah, roughly. Yeah.
Kind of roughly.
You make the voice the same. Yeah, people do.
Spacey got... Spacey, Ridley Scott spending millions of dollars to... change his scenes in a movie.
He got cut out of the J. Paul Getty movie that's coming out in December. Mm. He's being replaced with Christopher Plummer.
What is that movie about?
It's about J. Paul Getty.
Who's that?
A very rich dude, industrialist of sorts.
Wait, is richer than Howard Hughes?
I like Howard Hughes rich. Yeah, same level of rich. But rich enough that his grandson was kidnapped. The kidnappers were like, we want $5 million. So his daughter was like, can I have $5 million to save my son? And he's like, no.
Oh, he's like, don't give me back my son.
He's like, no, no, no. Don't give me back my son. Yeah, he's like, I'd rather
Is that the catchphrase?
He's like, I'd rather have the money. Yeah. So he's a side character in the movie,
God
though.
Damn. To say it like that, I'd rather have the money than my grandson.
Pretty much. You're saying his grandson isn't worth it. So that's what the movie's about. So all his scenes are being reshot.
That would have been a weird Thanksgiving.
He sat too close to the TV. He didn't put his box away. He will not be missed.
There was...
He will.
The... A quick history thing, though, before we get into actually our main thing.
Is, the actual history.
Speaking of Dick Fathers, okay.
Oh.
So.
Who is Dick Fathers?
Yeah,
Dick
Fathers? Dickhead Fathers. Oh, let's talk about this. Okay. All right, Dickhead Fathers, okay.
Thought that was a person.
So we're going all the way back to England, the 1100s, okay?
Okay.
There's a great knight whose name is William Marshall, okay?
Okay.
When he was young, his father rebelled against the king.
Okay.
Okay. The king captures William as a hostage. And demands that the father surrender or else he's going to kill the kid. And the father doesn't surrender the castle. It gets to the point where the king puts William into a catapult and says he's going to fling him over to the father if he doesn't surrender.
I've done that.
And the father said, go ahead and do it. I've got the hammer and the anvils to make stronger and better sons.
Baller. Yeah. Now here's the thing. Baller. Now, wait. Did he fling him?
He didn't. The king was like, I'm not going to fling a little kid.
Oh! You pushed.
Yeah, he pushed out.
Called now, that's bluff. Amazing because in Game of Thrones, which is not factual, it's a lot of people refuse to believe.
It is based on a true story.
We'll do a podcast on that.
But they do a lot of references of old.
Of old. We should do a whole podcast where I break them all down for
you. So he does talk about when he's going to take the castle in Riverdale.
Yeah.
He tells them, listen, surrender the castle or I'm going to catapult your newborn son into it. And that kind of like the guy gives up the castle.
That's in Riverdale?
Yeah, it's River.
River Run.
Oh, I was going to say, Archie's comic?
It was Archie's ancestors. Yeah.
Damn it, Reggie's got my kid in a catapult.
Damn it, damn you, Jughead.
Oh, I'm so tired. Okay, all right, here we go.
So Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, everybody. So we got a special history lesson.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about the white people involved in Thanksgiving.
Oh, we barely get to talk about the whites.
We don't talk about the whites that often.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about the Puritans. We like to call them pilgrims. But they're really Puritans.
The Puritans.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what a Puritan is, Pedro?
Somebody who's pure?
That's what they thought.
Is that what... But that's the... Okay.
They were from England.
Uh-huh.
It is a branch of Protestantism. Came out of the 1500s.
Were they like extreme kind of? Like?
Oh, yes.
Oh, really?
We're talking word for word, the Bible, everything literally is true.
Okay.
Okay, so, and they were all about nothing that the Catholic Church ever gave to us is right.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
So even the guys that, you know... translate the book, they're like, no, they don't know what they're talking about.
It was their own their English translation was the true word.
Okay.
Which, how stupid that it sounds, but that's what it was there. Their English translation was the true word. They didn't believe anything the Catholics called Christian.
Give me some examples.
No incense, okay?
Inside the house?
No incense inside the house or during Mass.
Okay.
That was considered, that was never mentioned in the Bible, so therefore it was blasphemous.
But that's the cool thing. That's the guy's intro.
How are you supposed to pray to Buddha?
Huh? Yeah, the guy walks in, he's swinging that thing.
No elaborate robes, golden crosses, no taking of the mass, the bread and wine. Nope.
What?
None of that stuff. No holidays. Holidays based on pagan days.
Oh, shit.
So no holidays. No Christmas, no Easter.
You don't get paid time off for that.
Uh-huh.
No time.
And that Sunday should be spent all day praying.
All day.
And then, yeah. Let's say about 4 to 5 hours praying in church. Right. Okay. And holidays, if they did have religious holidays like Christmas, they would pick a Christmas day, but that would be a day in church. No celebration.
Okay.
So these are the Puritans. They always wore black and white because any other color would be too ostentatious.
Okay. So a little boring people.
A little bit boring. Yep. These are the founders of the United States.
Okay. But wait. at what point does it get to a point? Like, listen, guys, you gotta get the hell out of here.
Wait a second. You're wearing off-white. That's
you need to die.
Right. And then wait, okay, hold on. I know I'm jumping ahead.
Sure.
Okay, but who did they rub the wrong way over there?
They start showing up around Elizabeth's time.
Okay.
Queen Elizabeth I. So we're looking at between 1560, they start really showing up.
Okay.
They're this extreme Protestant group who the English government kind of pays lip service to.
Uh-huh.
But once the English government really puts their foot down and establishes the original Book of Common Prayer, which the Anglican Church and the Episcopalian Church all follow, that's when the Puritans realize they're never going to get their way in that government, or at least a group of them. And so they decide they're just going to leave England and go to the New World and set up a Puritan nation. And that's where we get them all going on the Mayflower and sailing over to Plymouth.
Who gives them the boat?
It's a private investors.
Who invested in this?
The Puritans. They have money.
Oh, they have
money. They buy their own boat and they ship out.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, yeah,
cool.
They ship out.
Did they know where they wanted to go or no?
They just knew they wanted to go to America.
They just didn't know.
They didn't know where exactly in America, whatever.
Man, they could have just stayed up north. They could have landed in Iceland. Iceland, right?
Yeah, well, they would have.
Greenland is the one that's full of ice.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, but Iceland was occupied. There were Icelandic people there, and they were definitely not Puritans. So they had to keep going. Go to the New World where there's no one living there except for brown people.
Okay.
Right. So we head over there. And that's when they established Plymouth. And they set up Massachusetts, the colony, about 1630s.
They start killing the Indians with their AIDS, with their chicken pox.
Not yet.
So they did it with the blanket. Was that strategic?
That's a strategic thing a little bit later on.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so they didn't just land there and said, "Hey, you want to have lunch?"
No,
I got,
it doesn't happen.
I got a turkey.
Uh huh.
We love turkey. It's very bland, just like our style.
Yeah. What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving?
How? What do you mean how? We just cooked the turkey and eat it.
So you just got here.
So they luckily land on a soil where the natives who own it aren't wanting to kill them right away.
Okay, you want to study them.
It's led by a guy named Squanto.
Squanto?
Yeah, Squanto. Oh,
Squanto.
Yeah, Squanto. Squanto's like...
That's my new rap name.
Sounds very familiar.
Yeah, and the white people were dying in the winter. They really didn't know how to farm or anything like that. So Squanto was like, let's lend him a hand. Let's give him a little bit of food.
Oh, okay. He's applying...
they chopped off his hand.
Yeah, let's teach him how to farm. And so Squanto and all of them set up everything. And as a thank you, or at least this is what we get from the pilgrims, they set up this feast and they invite the Native Americans to join them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And
this is where they sprung the trap.
And this is the... and so that's the most popular version of the first Thanksgiving.
The most romantic version.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
When you see the picture of the Native Americans and the pilgrims with the buckle very hats.
Picturesque.
Yeah. That thing with the long with table. The horn.
Right.
The cornucopia.
The cornucopia. Right,
cornucopia. Mm-hmm. All this fun stuff there.
Scarlet letter.
Now, the turkey was definitely...
That's coming up later.
They all got scarlet letters.
The turkey was definitely there. Turkey was native to there. So the most likely there was a turkey there.
There has to be cranberry.
Right? They were probably cranberries because that's a New England thing. Yeah, canned. So cranberries are definitely there.
Even they knew that was better in a can than
mace,
fresh.
Mace.
Definitely lots of mace there.
All right.
So you do get a lot of those traditional things.
Mashed potatoes, not
most
so
likely
much.
Not. Most likely no pumpkin pie. We're not really.
Is there any
sweet potato casserole
with marshmallows on top?
I don't know about that.
What about dessert? What type of dessert would they have?
I don't think the Puritans wouldn't really
tiramisu
flan.
That's where we're not really there. Dessert was a little bit too sinful for the Puritans.
Not even handfuls of sugar.
Would it be okay if you whipped yourself afterwards?
I mean, that's a possibility. Just not as long as
I will whip myself for some tiramisu.
As long as you didn't cool whip afterwards, I guess that was the.
That's where it came from.
Right.
It's very good.
It's a cool whip.
I never knew that until now.
And now that's the origin of it. Yeah.
Right. So, wow. We are learning things.
Yeah. So, okay. So they spring the trap. They give them the blanket.
Right.
Was that by accident? They just didn't realize? Or was this like.
A lot of it was not realization. I mean, most of these natives had not. We're not immune to the diseases.
Yeah.
And
they didn't have 23andMe. DNA.
As we talk out with the
Squanto is going up with McCarthy, and she says, "No, don't get vaccinated."
There were anti-vaxxers in the beginning.
Yep,
I'm clean. You don't have to wear a condom.
Don't wear that. Sheep intestine.
She's like, "You're gonna let them put the smallpox in you first?" That's not how it works.
So yeah, there was I totally forgot what we were talking about first.
Talk about how they got the blankets. Squanto.
The blankets and the wiping out.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So yeah, they didn't have it like we talked about in Latin America. They just weren't immune to the diseases, and most of these pilgrims were unknown carriers of measles and smallpox and such, and eventually the diseases do end up hurting a large portion of the Native Americans there.
There's no way that they knew though back then that they were carrying, you know,
communicable. You know, even the concept of communicable diseases
didn't exist. It sure didn't exist.
No. Airborne diseases aren't even a thing yet.
Yeah,
or aren't even a
known
innovation. Yeah, right. Type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Wait, nobody had a cold back then.
I mean, they did, but they just didn't know the disease spread through the air.
They thought that was the devil telling them that they sinned the day before.
Yeah, they actually believed it was you had two blood systems back then.
What?
Yes, that was you had two circulatory systems.
Okay, I'd love to have two
blood. Yeah, right? I'm on board for this. Explain this one.
So this is it.
That's
you
dope.
Had healthy blood and bad blood.
Okay.
And when your bad blood outnumbered your healthy blood, that's when you got sick.
I've got bad blood and worse blood.
is that why they bled?
Right, that's why they bled you.
Holy shit.
Because the leeches were considered like spawns of evil, so they'd be attracted to the bad blood, and so they would only suck out the bad blood in you.
This all makes sense now. Now I'm on board for leeching. Right. Okay.
Wasn't George Washington?
He was a leecher. Yeah, he was a leecher.
Funny, they weren't 100% wrong.
So.
leeches being the spawn of Satan. Yeah, they're.
I mean, it was
right
an early attempt at toxicology. Absolutely.
Right. Anybody here ever had a leech stuck on them?
No.
I got three right now.
Right now.
All right. So
told you not to wade through the swamp on the way.
So
into
obviously, this is a Puerto Rican story. You're
That's
about
why
to
we
tell
have
me.
A moat.
Okay.
And we are moated. Have you?
Do you have a Puerto Rican story of being touched with a leech?
No.
This is the Puerto Rican version of Stand By Me.
My first, the only time, you know, it's funny because I just remember that scene because the leech was there.
Mm-hmm.
But I also remember in Rambo 2 when they bring him back up.
Yeah.
Of course.
He had the leeches.
The leeches on there. Yep.
I used to freak out. I would never go on a river or anything like that because I always thought.
That they would automatically
back then it was still because a lot of them, the scientific revolution was just getting started, so this blood, the circulatory system came from a guy named William Harvey in England, and yeah, a lot of them were still believing in that. A lot of people still believe that they were going off the scientific studies of Roman scientists like Galen, who still believed that animal systems were just the same as humans because they didn't want to cut up human bodies. So they just assumed that animal anatomy was very similar to human anatomy. And so by cutting up a bunny, you could understand everything about these.
So they weren't even using the right animals. Like
they were really just...
Hey, here's a frog. Let's cut this thing up and see what's going on in there. That makes sense.
They learned all their information from watching Rambo 2.
Watch this, Bethany.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so then they go out there. When did they start getting all crazy? Because Ryan did a little spoiler thing.
Oh,
there.
Getting all crazy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, because they didn't go full crazy yet.
Not yet. Now that they own the place, now that they've established.
Oh, now, okay.
Now they killed that we've the established. Guys. So we have a couple of instances that are going on at this time.
When did they start beefing with Squanto and company?
Oh, that's pretty much like 3 years later.
Okay.
It's not even close.
What was the beef for?
They wanted the land. They wanted to own the land. And the natives didn't really have that concept of ownership.
Squanto saying, yeah, you can have land.
And he's like, yeah, absolutely. You can have land. Just go over there. That's your spot. This is my spot.
No, I want this one.
Yeah, like, that's not how it works. And so they would say, hey, you know, we want this land. And Squanto and all them would be like, yeah, you can have this land. Or you can rent this land. Uh-huh. But they didn't think of the idea of ownership of land. And then, of course, that's when we get a little bit. Yeah, that's when we get to the killings and the wars and everything like that.
What I don't understand is if you drive on I-95
right
from let's say Richmond to DC or you know even you know push on to New York, there is just so much land. Like you can't find a Wawa.
Right.
Like they're gonna fight over some. There's nobody there exactly. At that time. Exactly.
Yeah. No, it was completely ridiculous. I know. But that's what happened. And eventually they developed their own settlements and everything like that. And so the crazy happens in two phases.
Okay.
One in England and one in America.
Okay. The one in England, the crazy is the one that gets them kicked out, right?
No. This is after the Pilgrims have left.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't mean that's the end of the Puritans in England. There's still a good Puritan faction in there.
Okay.
And they're unhappy with the next king. Who takes over after Elizabeth, James I.
James I, okay.
He's a Scottish Catholic.
Oh, that's a problem right there.
That's a big problem.
Problem with Scots.
He promises to keep everything very Anglican and William stuff. Wallace. He doesn't really push his Catholicism on anyone.
Okay.
But then his son, Charles I, he pushes it a little bit more.
Chuck one.
Yep.
Chucky.
And then
Chucky Ice.
There starts to become a little bit of disagreement with him in Parliament over who should actually rule England.
Oh.
Yeah,
and William Wallace is out of contention.
William Wallace has been dead for 300 years.
Oh,
freedom,
freedom.
Yeah, the legend never dies.
he's out. he's not doing so well right now.
Okay,
yeah. So then there's a rebellion between the Protestant forces, which have gained power in Parliament because everyone's so anti-Catholic king.
Okay,
and the Royalists, the Cavaliers, and the leader of the Protestants is a guy named Oliver Cromwell.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that sounds like an intimidating name.
Yeah, I mean, he was a fat guy with warts, but he was crazy.
Really?
Yeah, just a pudgy, ugly man.
And on the Tudors, he was a skinny guy.
That's Thomas Cromwell. That's his great-grandfather.
Oh!
Yes.
That was close.
Yes, so he has no love for royalty because they burnt his grandfather.
Mm.
Or did they...
get over
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Anyway, he's definitely got a problem with them.
Mm.
So he's leading the English Civil War. In the 1640s.
And they're fighting who?
It's fighting the King of England.
Each other.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a war. Okay. So, yeah, the Puritans win. Oliver Cromwell is victorious.
3-0.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's the score?
Yeah.
1-0. On goal.
On goal. So, yeah, the Puritans win. They overthrow Charles I.
Okay.
They accuse him of treason.
Okay.
And they chop his head off.
That's their move.
Yeah.
Was that always a go-to move?
It's pretty much.
One. What about torching people?
No, they weren't about burning people. You know, unless they were witches.
They're civil.
Kings, royalty deserved their heads chopped off. That was the punishment
off
for royalty.
Off with the heads!
Oh, they get their heads chopped off.
That's a rich man's punishment.
Yeah, exactly.
Now it's a white-collar prison.
medium security.
Yeah, no, that's right. What, yeah, people... You know, that's you wanting your head chopped off. That's white privilege right there.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
The way I go.
And sometimes it didn't work all the way, too.
Yeah, the blade was too dull.
Oh, yeah, the worst incident. I'm getting off topic here.
No,
I really
want to
talk
about
this.
There's no such thing as off topic in this
I really want to talk about this.
You get one swipe. Like, really? Really?
About 80 years before this. What? About 80 years before this, Charles's grandmother... Mary, Queen of Scots, gets into a little blood feud with Elizabeth I.
Oh.
To the point where she... Yeah, it's a cat fight for the throne of England. She wants to kill Elizabeth so that her son, James, can become king.
Okay.
Little did she know, Elizabeth was going to die without a child, and her son, James, was going to become king anyway.
Okay.
But just to make sure, she wanted to kill Elizabeth.
Fails.
They find out. Yeah, no, she's got this super spy named Francis Walsingham who figures it out. And her name is on everything. And so she gets executed. Day of execution. She goes, puts her head down and everything like that. The axe man apparently didn't sharpen things all the way. It took 3 strokes to fully chop her head off. Jeez.
It's so unprofessional.
No, it really is. That's
one way it gets worse.
Yeah, I want to know that review.
The Yelp, one star yeah. Yelp.
That review.
Worst executioner ever.
She had enough time to text it between
Gandor.
Swings.
Gandor, come here. Gandor. What happened here?
Well, my lord, I photoshopped it last night.
We can't be having this.
I swear. I must have left the sharp axe at home.
You had 2 strikes, the last one. 3 strikes now. If it's 4 strikes the next time, you're fired.
Or I'll get it next time. So after the beheading, it's traditional to pick the victim's head up by the hair and show it to everyone.
Okay. It's still the way this.
Oh, okay, yeah, good.
They still do it that way.
Not back then. That's still to this day. That's how we do it.
Did they do it to Hassan? Right. Hussein when they,
they didn't chop his head.
They hung him.
They decapitated him.
No, they hung him.
Yeah, no. But the head snapped off.
Well, that wasn't by design. Then that was.
Yeah, but still, it's off. You got to pick it up and lift it up like the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, it's like this is the head of a traitor. Is what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
So she was wearing a wig at the time.
Is it comedy? They're slipping through the blood. Benny Hill song is playing.
You remember when Kathy Griffin held up the fake head of Trump? Yeah. The bloody head. And they're like, there was such outrage. Like, what if somebody did that to Obama? The effigy of Obama. And I'm like, they can't grip his hair. Like, his hair is too short.
He kept the shirt. Maybe Barry, when he was in Hawaii University.
Try that, yeah.
Yep. That was the best one to grab.
It's like trying to grab my hair,
So you got this asshole standing there. He's already had to have 3 swipes to get this girl. Uh-huh. Now he's just holding a wig as a head is rolling downstairs.
Somebody kept the head?
No, he's definitely at this point just like, I am not being called ass back for... Then the body starts moving.
Shut up.
The body starts moving around.
It's awesome.
And everyone's freaking out.
It's like Weekend at Bernie's.
Mm-hmm. He's doing this.
Before she went to execution, she stuffed her favorite dog in her dress.
Whoa.
And now the dog was trying to get out of the dress for its dead owner.
They beheaded the dog?
So for the first few minutes...
Did they decapitate the dog?
Nah, I think they gave it to her son.
They finally realized.
Then finally the dog runs out of the dress. But for a while, everyone was like, oh my God, this body has come back.
Did the dog run to the head, start licking the face? Just keep pushing it along. Hey, it's just rolling.
What's up? He's drinking out of the fountain of blood that's spurting out of the neck hole.
So yeah, so executions were not always pretty, but Charles at least got it in one swipe.
Well, thank God they're pretty now.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank God they're
very, very nice. The guillotine kind of fixed that one.
We don't got the guillotine anymore, right? We've got a firing squad.
We don't really have anything anymore because the...
we still got old Charlie.
The chair. No.
Old Sparky.
Old Sparky.
Injections. I don't think so.
It's all injections now.
They don't have access to the drugs anymore for the injection.
Oh, they're caught up with new drugs. Florida has a new drug. Who else did it recently? Was it Ohio or Kentucky? They had some that went bad because they were trying new drugs in the last couple of years. They're trying to... They're wanting to make that lethal injection.
Look, you can overdose me on ecstasy right now. I won't, I won't complain.
A bunch of heroin. opioids of some sort.
You. If I'm going out, I want to exit. I want to be able to, be up and be like, yo,
what kind though? Like, are we talking about getting shot or
being effed to death by the Swedish bikini team? That would be a good way.
Death by snoo snoo. That's a lot of chafing. I don't know. It sounds uncomfortable.
The Swiss bikini team. Really, you went to '90s term on that one.
Hey man, I suppose McKenzie.
His T-shirt does say FBI female body inspector.
That's true.
Yeah. people can't see it because it's on.
Okay, so Puritans now, did they, they're in the United States.
So yeah, while this is going on, this Charles I is being executed, Oliver Cromwell's in charge, pretty much all communication between England and the United States, or what will be the United States, is gone while this is happening. So the Puritans are kind of free to run amok and do whatever the hell they want. And it's at this time that they...
Which is get pure.
Yeah, which is get pure. And you can't get be pure if everyone's not on the up and up.
It's like CrossFitters.
Mm-hmm.
You with us?
Yeah.
Or you're bringing us down.
And they got too many. They got too many people who aren't pure now, in Salem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So we got extra pure.
Dirty Salem.
Yeah. The Salem is all Puritans.
Like real hardcore ones.
Hardcore ones.
Burn, baby, burn type, and they just start burning bitches.
Yep. Any woman who is really, the signs are not married.
Okay.
Is able to live by herself.
True.
If she has a pet, that's a sign.
True.
If she has no intention of marriage, and if she knows how to read. These are all signs of possible witchdom.
How was the terrorist level back then?
I mean, obviously, they could only go from black to white. It's the Puritans. Three. So, probably at level white, you know?
Right?
Yeah.
Level. It wasn't that bad.
That was it, yeah. I mean, I guess gray, maybe. That would be have to decide on the council.
Of the witch trials, and look, everything goes crazy.
Uh-huh. That's what it was. And so really, it was just a bunch of independent women who they didn't really like the fact that they weren't fitting into society and kind of started burning them, accusing them of witches.
Sounds familiar.
And so all of this is thanks to Squanto.
Squanto could have just killed him.
If he had just been like, you know what?
You're on your own.
Squanto.
You know.
You guys can figure out how to farm during the winter. Stupid Squanto.
This is where we get that Puritan lifestyle.
Whatever happened to Squanto?
He
started selling used cars. Poughkeepsie.
It's a casino, Wisconsin.
He does, does tours in the Chesapeake Bay.
He's in Poughkeepsie. He owns a mirror company.
Yep. And that's how Martha's Vineyard was discovered. Thanks to Squanto.
It'd be Squanto's spot. Right. But now it's Martha's Vineyard.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was kind of the Puritans. And that whole fanatical stuff doesn't really die out in America for a while.
Until 2017.
Yeah, right?
I'm so glad that's our history. You know, people are so sexually uptight. Imagine if they saw the internet.
Oh, my God.
Heads, their little buckled hats would explode.
Yeah.
I mean, that's about 70% of the people who
found... buckle.
That's 70% of the people who settled in America, both the Americas, were just really uptight religious people. And it's kind of why we're like what we're like.
Wow.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And they spawned Americans that created the internet.
Yep.
And the internet created a porn cornucopia.
Yes.
To bring it full circle.
Yeah. Because there's anything you want.
Uh-huh.
It's a pornucopia.
Exactly. A pornucopia. That's correct. Yeah.
You want to hear Japanese dirty talk? Just
put it in there.
Search it in Pornhub and you'll get it.
It's all pixelated.
We went from a feast of brotherhood to a feast of Bang Brothers.
I'm thinking you said fist.
Fist of Bang Brothers. That's a different thing when you get the stuffing out of the turkey. Yeah,
same thing.
Oh. Do you think it's turkey porn? I just learned, speaking of turkey porn, it's not commercial. Popeyes is doing a turkey.
Yeah.
I saw your Twitter that said
crazy.
That.
Crazy.
You down for it? I think I'm down.
You down for it?
I think I'm down.
I think we got to do one.
I don't know, B.
You don't trust Popeyes turkey?
Dude.
I mean, it's a little weird.
Unless it's the real Popeye's lady cooking it for me. I'm going to get a lot of disinterested people that are working Thanksgiving being pissed and just going to give me a half dead.
Well, Thanksgiving? I thought you were talking about now.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to go
now?
After we're done here.
How about we do that for the next show?
Can we order
it? We get it and then we eat it. I mean, because I'm sure is it just for Thanksgiving or are they going to keep it going through Christmas?
No, it's just for Thanksgiving. It's the full turkey.
Yeah. But fried or?
I don't know. I just saw a picture of a turkey on the commercial. Well, if you're
not frying it, what the hell's the point?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no.
Don't bake what? It. Yeah.
No, I'm not having an oven-roasted turkey from Popeye's.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no.
That's BS.
It's like, yeah, when I saw the picture, it's like, okay.
I thought you were talking about like Louisiana breaded turkey.
Dude, that's what breaded I'm saying.
Breaded turkey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, have you ever had a breaded turkey?
Yeah.
I have never.
Fried turkey's good.
I've never heard of a breaded turkey.
I've never had.
It sounds amazing.
Never had a deep fried turkey.
All right, so we need to find someone who does this.
I would love a deep fried turkey.
Yeah.
I heard it's delicious, but I've never heard of a deep fried breaded turkey, especially with Cajun spice.
Well, that's come the on, thing. Son. Yeah.
You yeah just, why wouldn't you do it?
Yeah.
You got all the shit there.
Yeah.
But as well, throw that. You know, throw that powder in there.
Yeah.
It's all you got to do.
Get a can of cranberry.
I think we've got to.
Cranberry jelly.
We've got to.
I got to call Popeyes.
Yeah. What's up with that?
Call them.
Can we call Popeyes?
I wonder
yeah,
if
they're open. Yeah.
I bet you Bojangles fries their turkeys.
Bojangles?
Yeah.
Here's some. Oh, I found some turkey porn for you.
What? Oh, God.
Yeah.
It better be good turkey porn because I'm like, I'm a real...
Nah, just keep it playing.
Yeah,
this
okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Okay. Because that's...
Tired of this weak turkey porn.
I want
double fist in the turkey.
It better be good. If you're going to come strong with the turkey porn.
The turkey porn.
No porn. I was going to say no pun intended, but it came out no porn intended.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's one of the oddest places that I saw the turkey being sold, and it kind of like really, it kind of like, wow, Popeyes is selling.
Right.
What's going to stop Kentucky Fried Chicken from saying, hey, we'll sell it to you in a 12 piece?
I'll do it.
Actually, the oddest place would be like a sushi bar. I think it would be the.
Oh, God. Raw turkey.
Yeah.
Wait, don't Jewish families tip? No, Christmas, right? Christmas dinner, they have Chinese food.
Chinese food, yeah. It's the traditional Jewish cuisine.
Where did that come from?
It came from Christmas story.
It came from the fact that they were the only ones open. During Christmas.
Can you believe they're remaking that movie?
Why?
Oh, get out.
Yeah.
That's offensive.
It is.
Is offensive.
There's no reason to remake all this stuff.
There's some movies.
So you make it worse? So you make a worse version?
Yep.
Then
it makes no sense to remake. It bombed. The Christmas Story bombed when it first came out.
Yeah.
But it's one of the most perfect movies of a genre.
I love it. It's one of my favorites. I love it.
It's one of everybody's favorites.
I think
it can't get better.
You can't remake Gremlins, can you?
No, but they can make a third one.
Look what happened to Footloose. They remade Footloose.
And it's worse.
Yeah. Horrible, yeah.
There's some movies you cannot remake.
No. Well, the problem is most of those movies did so well is because they harped on the nostalgia of the 50s. You know, the 50s, 60s and stuff, and then when they came out in the 80s, and now they're trying to do the same thing, but they're trying to harp on that 80s nostalgia. It's just not working as well.
Oh, well, it depends. It updated the 50s to the 80s, and, you know, it makes sense.
Crespo, what's the only movie that's been remade that was done better?
I would, my immediate answer to that is the American version of The Ring, I think is better than Ringu. The Japanese version.
Yeah, but they had to redo it. They had to remake it to make it culturally relevant.
Yeah, but I've seen other Japanese horror films from the same time period that they've done American remakes of, and the Japanese versions are better. It's one of the few instances of a PG-13 horror film actually being good.
Well, we're in movies things. What are the Thanksgiving movies?
Trains, Planes, and Automobiles.
Yes,
Trains,
there you go.
Planes, and Automobiles.
That and Dutch are your two with Ed O'Neill and Ethan Dutch. Embry.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you try to remake that, go F yourself.
The Scarlet Letter.
Feel good movie of the year.
A great Thanksgiving film.
Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special.
Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
See, though, that they could remake.
You know, Charlie Brown?
Sure.
Live action?
Just another updated.
They make a Peanuts movie.
Updated.
Like,
yeah.
I think it was last year.
It was cool.
I liked it, actually.
It was cool. Yeah, I like the pseudo 3D.
Yes.
Yeah,
but it was like the right spirit. They could make it.
That was cool.
Thanksgiving movies are harder.
It's more about Thanksgiving TV episodes. I can think of more for Thanksgiving.
Everyone has those.
Likewise, the TV episodes.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
You know, I mean, Modern Family has a bunch of great Thanksgiving episodes. I mean, even Family Guy's got Thanksgiving episodes. Simpsons always has a good Thanksgiving episode. Bart always ruins it every other episode. You know, so.
Spoiler alert.
There's plenty of good ones, but yeah, it's harder for Thanksgiving movies.
Yeah. There's Christmas.
There's Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, which I'm extremely excited to see The Room.
Yes.
Oh, The Room, is that playing in theaters?
Soon. Yeah. I can't wait for that.
What's The Room?
Line. What is Line?
A very bad movie. Very, very bad movie.
The worst room, movie. Yeah.
The Room. Right. We screened that movie.
Yeah, we did screen it.
That was one of the best times when we did it live.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We did two movies, right? We did Thanksgiving
and The Room.
And then we wanted to do... Oh, I missed the one.
We tried to do Miami Connection.
I missed that one. I thought, wasn't it done?
No, we didn't do it. You and I didn't do it.
I wasn't available. I think... I wonder if Arnie
did it. Maybe Arnie did it with someone else, but...
What's the one we always talked about doing? We always talked about doing a commentary to... Was it Point Break or was it...
Point Break that remade and that was garbage.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, another, so yeah, another one. Like, it didn't need to be remade, but there was one movie that we were talking about doing for a long time. Like,
I would have done Point Break would have been fine, but I can't... Yeah, I can't think, dude.
Do you remember what I'm talking about?
I know we've
we talked about one particular movie.
If we followed every single instinct we had to do...
Yeah.
We would be in a better place.
We would have,
dude. Internet cafes. We could have had internet cafes before.
Yeah. Did a lot of cool stuff. Remember when we went on the road we did the Dan on the Street segments?
Oh, yes. Dan McGill, who's your favorite Magic player?
During the Heat?
During the
Lakers, right?
No, during the... during the finals. We sent Dan on the streets, and you would... I forgot.
It was me and Katie Hughes out there and with
you
Ryan.
You would be like, who's your favorite? What do you think about... And you would just mention...
Random players that were never part of the Magic just to see who the fans were. And I was like, oh, how long have you been for Magic? All my life. Oh, cool. Ever since John Starks was knocking down those threes.
He was great.
Yeah, John Starks was my favorite Magic player.
Oh, man. What time? Is it time to put the wheels down? Oh, yeah.
We're bringing down.
Okay. Let's bring it down here. This is hopefully it's not the last time we talk to Ryan, but it's...
It's
my buddy's leaving for Pennsylvania, taking out the fam out there.
Have fun with the Penn Dutch.
Yeah, dude. Bring us.
Got to go to Lancaster.
Take some pictures of the Amish for me. Build a house with them.
Right. Say hi to Kurt Angle. All the wonderful things that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Eddie Alvarez.
Take a picture with the Rocky statue. All these wonderful things.
I heard they took that away.
I think it's at the bottom.
They keep moving it. Yeah. It keeps getting moved around town.
Why would you not leave it there?
Because they're dumb. Cities are dumb. By the way,
if they ever tried to redo Rocky, the original.
No,
they can't remake it.
Foolish.
He just keeps making sequels to stop them.
Yeah, get the F out.
Apollo 2's coming.
Creed. Yes.
Houston, we got a problem. Yeah.
I still need to see Creed.
Hashtag nobody
cares. It's so good. It is so good.
I've never not enjoyed a Rocky film, so they've all been great. Yeah. Obviously, there's the one that never existed, so I've never not enjoyed a Rocky film. But yeah.
That guy's dope.
So yeah, but on the Rocky statue, yeah, cities make a bad decision. Do you know Detroit, they were offered a RoboCop statue and they said no?
Yeah.
Really?
They could have had a statue of RoboCop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't want it.
That bumps me up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tight move on
It was supposed to help tourism and everything just to have the RoboCop statue.
Yeah, dude.
I would go to Detroit to take a picture of
us. Yeah.
I would not go to Detroit.
Don't worry. RoboCop's there to protect you.
Yeah. Right. You see Ed 2 and I come around the corner like, no, wrong one.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that'll be dope. RoboCop on one end of the street and then Ed 2 on the
other. There should be movie statues in every city that they've made famous.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a Wolverine statue somewhere in Canada, right?
See? Yeah. There should be one. Yeah. There should be a Scarface in Miami.
In downtown Orlando, there should be one. In Orlando, there should be one of Ernest P. Worrell with a Christmas hat on.
Saving Christmas. Absolutely.
Yes.
Where would the Steven Seagal statue be?
That would be in Russia, in Moscow.
Saving the world. Yeah. Kicking.
I would have said Brooklyn, where Alfred Justice takes place.
No, Brooklyn has to be as Spike Lee, as Mookie.
You're right. You know what? New York City can have just a that's ton too of many.
There's got to be a statue
but
park.
Brooklyn, yeah. But Brooklyn specific, that has to go to Spike Lee.
I met Spike Lee in Rome.
Yeah?
He was really nice. Yeah.
Well, look at he you dropping nice. Names.
and places.
Yeah. Was he having a cannoli with the Cookie Monster? He was
flying out. the cannoli
monster. He met Spike Lee in Rome. I met Gary Busey in a bathroom. So you win.
Did you really?
No, that was a joke.
Oh,
that would have been great.
That would have beat me.
Yeah.
That would have beat me. I'd rather meet Gary really Busey.
I haven't met any celebrities.
I think if you met Gary Busey in a bathroom, you'd probably still be there.
Bathroom. Boys.
I gotta go.
Transsexual.
Gary. Gary, I'm a big fan. I gotta go. I love you.
I met Stephen Baldwin at a Doc Martens outlet in upstate New York. How about that?
Would you do all these Comic Cons? You never ran.
No, I meet them, but I don't run into anyone by accident. You say like I was gonna go to the Comic Cons. I meet the guys,
because they're scheduled to be there.
Like, yeah, that's not. That's
I
not
ran
a problem.
Into Meg Ryan. Me and Lisa ran into Meg Ryan in California when we went to the workout room at the hotel we were staying at.
Oh, cool!
That's awesome.
And she didn't look like Meg Ryan at all.
Okay, that's
like her face was like.
That's not true. I still have my Rock Sports Authority thing. So,
you met the Rock at a sports authority?
Because he used to live in Davie, and that's where I used to live too. So early in the morning, you'd sometimes find him at Sports Authority buying his stuff.
That's very cool.
So I met the Rocket Sports Authority.
Very cool.
Steroids, that's what he said.
I kind of, I gave him this look, and he looked at me, and I was like, yeah, I got to say it. He's like, go ahead, say it. And I said, finally, the Rock has come back to Sports Authority. And he's like, you good? I said, I'm good. It's all right.
You good? All right, you got it out your system?
Yeah.
All right, buddy, we're good.
Right. That sounds like a very Rock answer, actually. You good, buddy?
Really nice guy, you know.
Yeah. But Ryan, I wish you nothing but the best, buddy.
Thank you.
Honestly, right. you're...
I will need somebody. We're moving, and you helped me move last time, and I will need somebody to come over and help supervise the movers who are moving our stuff out.
Okay. No, I'm down for that. What are you? Are you gifting me something from that? I'm just from saying, that place. I'm down.
Well, we're getting rid of a bunch of stuff. So
what are you getting rid of?
What's furniture and stuff.
The studio. Fuck, man. You want some fifth base memorabilia?
No, I'm trying to sell my furniture.
Yeah. What you got?
I got sofas.
I need some sofas.
Oh, dude. The
dogs have torn up my sofas.
Oh, these are like brand new, dude.
Yeah. I got something for you.
All right.
I got something for you.
Yo, I'm trying to get rid of my sofas.
We'll take sofas.
All right. Okay, so we'll pass it around.
All right, we'll figure it out.
From the ceiling here.
So coming next. Next time we'll have some Christmas history because we're getting into the holidays.
Yay! Oh, some Viking stories.
I got
stories.
Some great Christmas Yule time history for you.
Some little Viking stories.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to go Viking. We're going to go Roman. We're going to go everywhere here.
But before I go, Ryan, you're the reason that I discovered podcasting because you forced me to do this even though I really did not want to do it.
I loved it.
You like me. You really like me.
No, dude, this was dope, man. And you're one of my closest friends. Cause and it's weird because it's very rare that we'll go out like months without talking, and then all of a sudden you'll send me a text, and it's like I just had that text like 5 minutes ago, and just pick up wherever we left off.
Yeah.
And that's a real mark of a friend right there. That you
well, know. Also, when I started stand up comedy, the whole thing was like everybody wanted to make Pedro laugh. All the comedians, all they wanted was to make Pedro laugh. Yeah,
so, that's pretty hard.
I'm not.
Yeah, when I got that, when I can make you laugh, I was like, I can't quit.
It's hard enough making him pay attention.
I can't quit.
One of the this dude would say stuff like one of the jokes that I still do on stage.
Yeah.
Is about my my dog's dick.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And that came from a conversation I had with Ryan, and then
that was a Twitter post that I.
And then
I sent to you.
One of the funniest things that Ryan ever said to me was, "I'm gonna get my son's name tattooed on his."
That was a bit I made.
Yeah. Yeah, he made a bit. He said, yeah. I'm gonna tattoo my name on my kid's chest because what's the point of me? Like, I know who he is.
You are misremembering that joke.
It's a bit, but it was one of the funniest things.
It was a funny bit. Yeah, it was a funny bit.
But thank you so much for what you've done in podcast, and
it's so cool, yeah, to be like sitting here and listening to myself in headphones again, and like thinking like, man, you know, it was cool being on the ground floor of this, and I don't know if I had any sort of influence on what's happening here, but I was at least there in the inception of podcasting. And now seeing it, you know, blossom. It's just even though I'm not in the game anymore, it's just it's beautiful.
Yeah, man,
it's beautiful.
And and
thank you, Crespo, for hosting this for us.
As always,
yeah, pleasure.
And I was saying to you earlier, I've been a fan of yours. I've heard you on Tom and Dan before several times.
Appreciate
and,
that. Thank you. Yeah. I love those guys, man. Tom and Dan's awesome.
And if there's the best, a way that
best.
You can,
they're awesome.
If there's a way that you can release that Telecom episode, that would be appreciated. like we'll always,
PFT Media.
That's
exclusive.
Like that's like his clown that cried.
Locked away in a vault.
Is that grizzly bear?
The grizzly bear tape.
The grizzly bear that.
I want to hear this episode.
I want to hear
it.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it was
it's
such
so
a
good. That episode.
That was when Jacques Cousteau was born, too. We
that
did the.
That episode's one. Number one.
Yeah.
But it tied close to number one.
Sully.
Was Sully.
Sully.
When Sully.
That was so funny.
Because all of us were on point just doing our own little.
We couldn't breathe.
Oh, it was
we
so
We could
great.
Not breathe. Yeah.
Follow us on Twitter, The Devil's Deets. Send us emails at devilsinthedetailsshow@gmail.com. Please follow us at Facebook at PFT Media. Follow all the shows that we have to offer, our cornucopia of shows, if you will. Dan P. Comedy on Twitter, Rican Gorilla on Twitter, Cinema Crispinese on Twitter, Ryan
AOL.com.
There you go.
AOL.com.
Hit them in the chat room.
Yep.
Before it goes. Is it officially closed?
Almost.
The AOL chat rooms?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they still got
They're
one
closing
month.
It down soon.
AIM is closed.
There we go.
It's not a full-on reunion, people, but we still love you.
Waiting on you, Beyonce.
Bitch.
A PFT Media production.